Do I recognize a clear Sephardi heritage, and what's the connection with the Arditi surname? Unfortunately, even in the Beit HaTfutzot Museum in Tel Aviv, the Diaspora Museum, there is not much information about Arditi, because they combine the name Arditi with Arditius and all that. But probably we are coming from a region in Spain. And probably in 1492, when our ancestors were deported or chased from Spain, we moved over maybe to Italy, maybe directly to the Ottoman Empire, because there are about 40, 50 Arditi families in Turkey, and most of them do come from Izmir area, from the Aegean area, around this Aegean area. So Arditi is the connection, of course, with Arditi, with Spain and with Sephardi culture is very evident. What's interesting, though, is that Arditi also means Ardius in Italian, strong, Ardius. And it's interesting that the first adherents of Mussolini were the mounted Arditis, which were the gendarmerie, the police in the mountains. That's not the same Arditi. In Italian, Arditi with one T also means Ardius, but I think our name, our surname, of course, is not connected with that, the adherence of Mussolini. It's connected, of course, with Spain. Now, there are similar names like mine. For example, Roditi. Roditi is very clear. It's Jews coming from Rhodes, Roditi. Or Politi. Politi means Jews coming from the city, polis, in Greek. Now, Arditi, what I found is that we are coming from a region in Spain somewhere, and we've come over to the Ottoman Empire late 15th century, and we've been based in the Aegean Sea, in the Aegean region for 400 years. My parents moved over to Istanbul in 1945, just before I was born. Before that, they were in Izmir. And my father actually passed a considerable time during the war in Mersin, which is a southern Turkish city on the Mediterranean, closer to Israel than Izmir and all that.
I'm of Baghdadi descent. That means my forebears came from Baghdad, and also from my grandmother's side, from Aleppo. They were Arabic-speaking Jews. And then they came to India. They were merchants, I'd say, merchants. And my grandfather set up business and trade. I think he also bought properties as soon as, you know, import and export stuff. And my dad took over the business in India, in Calcutta.
When did your family move from Baghdad?
I can't tell you those dates. I don't know them off the... I just know it was my grandmother and grandfather that came. I don't know the dates.
And before that, your family had been in Baghdad for a long time?
Yeah, I've got very illustrious forebears. And one of them, Sadko Hussein, he was very well known in the community, and he's written books and stuff. Very renowned, really.
My father's family, originally the family came from Venice, and then the family moved to Corfu, and my great-grandfather moved from Corfu to Egypt, probably around 1860. And my grandfather was born in Cairo, where he spent all his life. He started his business. It was a paper import business, which became the family business. He was also at one point president of the Cairo Jewish community. My mother's family actually originally came from Aleppo in Syria, but then they moved to Manchester. Like a lot of Jews from Aleppo moved to Manchester, you know, when Aleppo started to decline. So my grandmother and my mother and her brothers and sisters were all born in you know, Southend by Sea or Manchester, around that area. And then my mother's family moved to Egypt, probably at the end of the First World War. And that's where my parents met and got married in 1939. But apparently my grandfather, my mother's side, was from Egypt. He met my grandmother and wanted to marry her, but her father said, "You are not taking my daughter to Egypt, you are staying here in Manchester." And it actually apparently didn't work out. So at the end, they went to Egypt. My father was George Nakamuli, born in 1908. And my mother was Marcel Ne Bigio, B-I-G-I-O, born in 1960. And they got married in 1939.
Both of my parents were born in Crete from an Italian community from Venice. My mother's name was Lydia Franco. Her mother's name was Victoria Sidi. And my grandfather's name was Marco Franco. And my father's name was Isacco Cavaliero. He was also born in Crete. The Cavaliero name means, in fact, in Hebrew, there's a Hebrew family also. They call Ben Abir. The Cavalieros were the people who were riding on the horse in the time in Spain, and they were collecting money, the taxes, for the king of Spain. So for the government. So the name comes from there. So they went from Spain to Venice and then to Crete. There was a Venetian community in Crete, and my mother's family too. They came from Spain, and they were coming from, they had an ancestor called Isaac Ibn Sid, who was an astronomer in the year 1250. In Toledo, and he was making some research on the moon, and he drew a map of the stars. So my cousin in Israel discovered that there was a watch that was giving as a present at each bar mitzvah to the boys of the family. And on the inside of the watch, there was a chart of the stars. So they supposed that was a chart of the stars written by Isaac Ibn Sid.
If we talk intellectually, yeah, it's difficult to make a differentiation between the Sephardi or the Ashkenazi. If, on the other hand, we talk about, is it esoterically, we are 100% Sephardi. Mm. My wife is Yemeni, which makes her Mizrahi Sephardi. Oh, okay. And I speak Sephardic Hebrew. Mm. And my son Leon, who now resides in New Jersey, is a prominent member of a Sephardi minyan in Englewood, New Jersey. His wife teaches at, and his children go to, a Sephardi yeshiva school in Teaneck, in New Jersey. So they can't get much more Sephardi than that.
My name is Chaim Algranati, H-A-I-M. Algranati is A-L-G-R-A-N for Norman, A-T for Tina, I. My parents were born in Izmir, Turkey. And my grandparents were born in Turkey as well. They were direct descendants of the Jews that fled the Spanish Inquisition. I even traced my family to Granada, 1306. Grandparents, my father was... His father was a widower and his mother was a widower. Now, she came from the French side. because I have one of my great-grandfathers is French, and he died in the trenches. The reason I know that, because they were receiving pension money from the French. And my dad actually grew up speaking fluent French in Turkey, as well as Ladino, as well as Turkish, as well as other languages. He had possibly about 8 languages on him. My father's side was a carpenter, and he had a carpentry shop in Izmir, very well off. But he had a boy that was a gigolo, and he burnt it all away. My dad, at the age of about 24, he was involved in getting Jews to Israel from Turkey. And the Turks didn't like it, and he had to flee with the last group that he took. And he came to Israel with the group that my mom was at 1947. And I went to kibbutz, Malea Chamisha, outside of Jerusalem. And that's where he kind of proposed my mom. My mom was 17. And that's how it all started. I mean, the only one little story I've got to tell you is that my wife kept niggling me to go to Spain. I had a very, very vivid, almost lucid dream where I'm in Granada. And in Granada, I'm in a place which has a yard. And inside the yard, there's like a big stone which was on its sides, and plants and everything. And I said, okay, you know what? Let's go to Granada and find the place. So we took a weekend to Granada, and we looked, and we didn't find it. And as we were walking, I saw a sign, the Jewish Museum. So, well, kind of speaking, we couldn't find it. And then an elderly couple said, yeah, you go this alley, and it's all happening in El Baitin, right beneath Alhambra, which is all ancient. So we got to this house, and that was the Jewish Museum, and I knocked the door, and this rabbi opened the door, and I speak to him in Ladino, and his eyes just like went, and he says, you need to be one part of the exhibition. And we got chatting, and eventually I asked him, do you by any chance have a book of families in Granada from old days? He says, yeah. And kind of we went, look, and found it, pulled it out, and then started looking, and came, and that was our family name from 1306. I know, I mean, like, there's a whole Al-Granati family tree that is going on from America, but there was a whole branch of the Al-Granatis that basically nobody knew where they were. And my daughter found out. Unfortunately, she found them in Auschwitz.
Aye.
More than 50 of them.